our old friend Colton Vaught with his friend Luke Bend. Dale Wiley Show also on YouTube. And there we are. We're red. We're live. I'm live with both Colton Vaught and Luke Bend.
Hey.
All right. So basically, I just want you guys to take over the show and tell me what I need to know.
I'll tell you what you need to know. For one, I won that jiu-jitsu match that I was telling everybody.
You did.
I won that super fight. I wanted to thank everybody, Infinity
Right.
for, you know, getting me ready. Brad Aaron, Eric Decker, Brian Ramirez, David Bushnell, David Johnson. I really can't name Jordan. I mean, the list. If I started naming people, bro, I'd be sitting here all night. I'd be sitting here all night. So that's the good news I have to bring.
Right.
I have to bring. Is that my old boy is back, and Luke?
Right.
I'm back. I'm back out of the Navy. I have my freedom back. As soon as my wife comes here, I'll have my life back.
Well, Luke, tell me about you. Tell me about your life.
All right. Well, graduated from Crane 2014 with Colton. Went okay. Straight to the Navy that summer. Was in there for 6.5 years. I went to a ship in Norfolk, Virginia. It was an aircraft carrier. I was there 3.5 years and did 2 deployments. And then I was stationed in Italy for 2 years where I met my beautiful wife. And now I'm here.
Well, what was that like being in Italy? I lived in Italy one year, so what was that like?
I liked Italy. Living in Naples, I tried their pizza, and you know, everyone talks about Italian pizza. I would argue that ours might be a little better, but it is good. They're different. I'll miss it a little bit.
It's more plain, but the way I saw it when I was there, it was more plain than other pizza. I mean, it's kind of like there's a difference that Americans got better when they got to America.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, it's Domino's die around here.
We love Domino's.
You know that. Domino's are die around here, Dale.
Well, so what is the plan on getting you guys to be professional wrestlers or managers or whatever, like you were doing before?
Now that this guy's free.
Exactly.
Free. Who knows? You might see Luke pop up at a show or two.
I could be there. You know, I'm going.
That's awesome.
I'll cover his career. I don't know.
That is also something. Luke is actually going to go pursue journalism at Mizzou.
That's awesome.
I'm excited for him to get into that field. And I'm really, what is the end goal for that, Luke? If you could throw that in.
The end goal, my dream job is to cover the Kansas City Chiefs
for a
sports website like ESPN or The Athletic.
Yes.
But in the end, whatever job I can get is good. But
that's awesome.
We don't turn money away, Dale. Yeah. You know how we do.
No, that makes sense. I was just seeing who was texting me, but it's not important. So anyway, I just really want to know what's next Roku channel and everything we're trying to do on this stuff.
Just moving it forward day by day.
Right.
Graphic designer.
What do you have on that?
I'm talking to a couple people that I think are going to work to my style.
Okay.
On me. So, you know, I'm going to do my part, get a hold of them, and make sure it happens. I was doing a lot, of course, with that jiu-jitsu match. I wanted to make sure that I was in top performance.
Oh, yeah.
It was top shape so I could represent well. And thankfully, we got that. So now I can focus on everything from here on out. Get some
All right. So what's next in your career? What's the next couple of things going on?
We're taking over the combat world, you know. I'm not gonna lie; I got my eyes on Moses. Moses over there with a heavyweight title. So you know, and it's
right.
Moses. It's just business, and me and Moses. Moses is probably one of my greatest friends I could ever hold.
Right.
So, right now, I mean,
and it was just Moses' birthday too.
It just was happy 20.
It was
Moses? I mean, me and Moses have been through it all together. I mean. We right. started camp together. We went through it. I mean, our bumps and bruises all happened together. And you don't get no more fierce than Moses. And he's consistent. Right. He shows up every day and he works hard. So, and I work hard. So,
right.
I think it's just fun. So, and I'm just always chasing the top spot. So, it's nothing.
Well, let's do it. Let's go to the top spot. Let's go to the top, toppermost to the poppermost. Let's do it. Just like the Beatles used to say.
Hey, but it's not Moses. I'm going for every belt in the Midwest. You know that, Dave. You know
that. That's fine. We know that. We're going for that. That's what we're doing.
We don't just chase one. We don't. We stack straps.
All right. Well, so what, Luke, tell me what you think about Colton.
Oh, Colton Vaught. He's one of the best people in the world.
That's the Colton I'm talking about. Yes, Colton Vaught.
Oh, yeah. He's Colton Theron Vaught. His dad, I can tell you that. Also one of the best people I've ever known.
Definitely.
And then, I mean, he's doing his thing. He's chasing his dreams. And that's awesome.
He is.
I'm happy for him.
He's only saying
it's so cool to watch everything come together. It's such a cool thing to watch all of this come together at one time. I love it.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you know, it's also awesome just because Luke's back now. He can actually see me wrestle. So that's I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
Well, that is so fun. And that's why I want to have you on tonight. So fun. Love it.
Oh, it's a good time. Hey, I'm telling you, anytime me and Luke are around each other, it's always a good time.
Honestly, I might.
Who's stopping him?
It is what
who's
it is.
Stopping him? Anybody?
No one. It's not going to happen. He's going to be the champ of everything he wants to be. He's a bot.
Hey, Luke can be second place, though.
Somebody's got to be the manager. That's the deal. But anyway, I want to have you guys on here for a few minutes, and thank you so much for coming on.
Appreciate it so much, Dale. Thanks for having us. So much, brother.
ColtonVaught.com coming soon. Telling you.
Colton Theron Vaught. Go to the website. No, it's just
ColtonVaught.com is the website. So, yes.
My own website. And the Roku channel's coming soon. You'll be able to previous matches, upcoming matches, and anything that has to do with Colton Theron Vaught. Even these podcasts.
You're very cool at saying all those things. You're a very good pitch man, definitely. Okay, this is awesome, and thank you guys for coming on. Dale Wiley Show, also on YouTube. Let me tell you about Southern Gothic. I had written Sabotage in the summer of 2012. My friend Liz Giordano returned from Chile and was helping me get it published. We found out that the whole knock against self-publishing had totally gone by the wayside, and there was so much more to be done with self-publishing. We went back and found an old manuscript that I'd written called The Intern from 1995, and we decided that'd be a good one to start on, and so we actually published that first while we finished up Sabotage. Through that process, I got the interest of Italia Gandolfo, my wonderful agent, and she asked me the very reasonable question, what are you writing next? I had no answer for that. I had a week's vacation in Georgia planned, and so I thought, I'll go down to Georgia, I'll get something to write on, I'll decide what it's all going to be. Nothing happened. I sat there for a whole week, couldn't think of a thing to write about. It wasn't until I was headed back from Georgia all the way in Memphis, Tennessee. I was down at the pool watching my kids swim. I saw a lamp that looked like it was out of the Old South, and suddenly I came up with almost the entire concept of what Southern Gothic would be about all while watching my kids swim in Memphis, Tennessee. My son Matthew came up with the name Michael Black. My daughter, Sarah, was a huge influence. Mary is always around and always so, so delightful. When we got the idea for the thing, the whole plot poured on me. The first draft it was written in less than 90 days. Here's a taste of the forthcoming audiobook, Southern Gothic, read by Peter Danbury.
The letter came to the bookstore Wednesday morning. Postmarked Savannah. The stationery was expensive and regal, and although it was not embossed with any initials, it felt important. It was addressed to Ms. Meredith Harper, Southern Gothic Bookstore, in a powerful script, the angular letters formed with a fountain pen. The thick strokes of blue ink looked familiar to the recipient. She knew the handwriting, but couldn't place it. The envelope's inner lining was the same dark blue as the ink. She lifted the note card out gingerly, not wanting to smear any message. Dear M, I will call you today. An opportunity awaits. Yours forever. M. She thought about showing it to her assistant, Nate, but something stopped her. She liked the mystery. She probably should be a little more alarmed by such a personal letter, but she couldn't help being thrilled at the thought of a secret admirer and one who wrote her a letter. It felt like an entry into another world, one not marred by insistent emails and the soul-killing ping of never-ending text messages. On a day when she had much to do, it lifted her spirits and gave her a little secret to carry in her pocket.
A Travis Hughes COVID update, DaleWiseShow.com, also on YouTube.
Hey, Travis, how are you?
Okay.
Well, what's Friday afternoon for you?
It's going good.
Good. What's the COVID update?
Okay, the COVID update right now is tiny down, dropping, but please, people, don't let your guards down.
Definitely.
Did you take the COVID?
What? No, I do not have a vaccine yet.
No.
What about you?
I was scheduled for one the other day, and I decided not to.
Okay, well, that's good. I understand that entirely. So that's good to know, and more news on the Travis Hughes Show next week.
Just keep looking at Jesus and keep following him.
That's fantastic, buddy. Talk to you later.
All right.
Dale Wiley Show, also on YouTube.